Last half of the seventh inning, and the lead batter here for the Colt 45s will be Bob Lillis. We've had a defensive change now. Don Hoke, who was lifted for a pinch batter, is being replaced at third base by Don Demeter. And Roy Sievers has gone into play first. Here's Lillis, right-handed batter. Bob's been up twice tonight without a hit. Right-handed batter. Both times he's bounced out. Outfield not too deep for Lillis. They're pulled around just a shade to the left side, with the exception of Callison in right field. There's a bouncing ball to Demeter at third base on the edge of the infield grass. The throw to Sievers, there's one out. So Lillis hits the first ball pitched and bounces out third to first. The official paid attendance tonight is 8,223. 8,223, the official paid. Here's J.C. Hartman, 0 for 2. One out, nobody on, last of the seventh. And Houston leads 4-1. Jack Hamilton gets his sign now. Here's the windup and the first pitch into Hartman. There's a bouncing ball to Demeter again, an easy hop for him. And the throw to first, two pitches, two men are down. And that will bring up the pitcher, Don Nadebart. This will be the last inning we'll see Hamilton pitch, I imagine, as Mock will come in with the pinch batter. Jim Umbright is warming up down the left field line. Here comes Nadebart out. Don gets a nice hand. He has pitched himself a no-hitter through seven innings tonight. The Phillies have picked up one run off him. And he has struck out seven batters. Two outs, nobody on. Hamilton's pitch. There's a fly ball to right field. And Callison comes in, and Hamilton throws three pitches here in the seventh inning, three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. We move into the top half of the eighth inning now with a score, Houston 4 and Philadelphia 1.